Well, the Atlantic Trojans had to fight hard to the end to get a big home win over the Glenwood Rams last night in boys basketball. 72-67, the final. Atlantic jumped out to an early lead in the game and had a 36-26 lead at the half, but the Rams would make multiple runs in the second half. Glenwood cut the lead to 3 by the end of the third quarter and then scored the first 7 points of the fourth quarter to lead by 4. Atlantic fought back that lead by their senior star, Garrett Franken, who had 13 points in the fourth quarter and all of Atlantic's field goal makes in that quarter. Atlantic head coach Alan Jenkins said Franken wanted the ball in that late situation.
Yeah, he wanted the ball, and we ran our stuff to him because we got a lot of faith in him. We had a lot of guys step up, a lot of guys do some good things out there, and that's what you got to do. You got to have a team win against a team like Glenwood. But, you know, really the big difference was our aggressiveness to get to the basket. And we put the ball on the floor and we put stress on them. Our aggressiveness overall was, I thought, the big difference.
The rest was done at the free throw line as the Trojans stepped up, knocking down 10 straight in the fourth quarter before a couple of late misses by Franken. The Trojans finished 22 of 26 from the line, and Coach Jenkins loved how they hit them down the stretch.
It was encouraging to watch us hit them down the stretch. You know, under 2 minutes to go, we stepped up there and knocked big one in after big one in, and you know, that's what you got to do. You got to want the basketball in those times, and just a big win. You know, I thought the crowd was fantastic tonight. You could tell there was a lot of liveliness into the people here. They just weren't going to sit down and watch a game. They were into it.
Atlantic improved to 5-0 in the season, and they still have a busy week ahead as they host Shenandoah Friday night and then take on Nebraska Class C2 top-rated Elmwood Murdoch on Saturday at the Mid-America Center.
Busy week. We're glad to be back here in this gym on Friday. But then we got a really tough matchup Saturday at the MAC against the number one ranked team in Nebraska, Elmwood Murdoch. And it looks like that'll be a battle for four quarters as well.
Atlantic was led last night by Franken, who had 27 points. Austin Alexander had a big night with 19 points for Atlantic. Nate Moore was the leading scorer for Glenwood with 21. The Rams fall to 3-2 with that loss. We'll have coverage of that Atlantic Elmwood Murdoch game from the Mid-America Center Saturday. That's a 1 o'clock time. Elsewhere in Hawkeye 10 Conference boys basketball last night, Kylan Smallwood had 27 points, including the game-winning three-pointer as Creston beat Harlan in overtime 61-60. Denison over Red Oak 72-42. St. Albert beat Clarinda 61-33. Lewis Central over Shenandoah 77-35. In Western Iowa Conference play, Logan Magnolia edging AHSTW 61-59. Jessup Lake had 21 to lead the Panthers. Blaine Lees 16 for the Vikings. Audubon beat Trainer 68-61. IKM Manning topping Griswold 79-30. It was Underwood over Tri-Center 62-52. And how about this finish? Riverside beat Missouri Valley 56-54. Brent Pengraft of Riverside rebounded a missed free throw and then turned around and fired it nearly full court. It went in at the buzzer. Riverside comes up a winner. Also in the Rolling Valley Conference last night, Boyer Valley beat West Harrison 82-41. Cam, a winner over Charter Oak Ute, 66-45. Coon Rapids Bayard edging Exira EHK, 61-54. Glidden Ralston beat Peyton Sherdan, 59-43. In the Corner Conference, Sydney beat East Mills, 52-44. Stanton over Essex, 84-44. Woodbine beat Heartland Christian 56-29. Pride of Iowa Conference, East Union beat Bedford 60-50. Lenox over Southwest Valley 52-49. Nottoway Valley beat Mount Air 48-46. Well, the Glenwood girls basketball team picked up their first win of the season, a 55-44 win over Atlantic last night. The Rams took advantage of an ice-cold fourth quarter from Atlantic to pull away for the win. Glenwood led by 6 at the end of the first quarter. Atlantic rallied to tie it at 26 at half. It was a 3-point Glenwood lead by the end of the third, and then mistakes began to mount for Atlantic in the fourth. They had multiple turnovers down the stretch and only managed one made field goal in the fourth quarter as Glenwood outscored them 18-10 in that final quarter. Atlantic head coach Kelly Jewell said the Atlantic girls just aren't a cohesive team right now.
When we did run things the way that they needed to work, we didn't find a wide open girl a lot of times. So we have plenty of opportunities where girls were wide open, but we're not finding the open right now. We're not cohesive as a group. on the floor. We don't have five girls playing as one right now.
A bright spot for Atlantic, their foul shooting. They were 20 of 25 for the game from the stripe. Atlantic was led in the loss by Catherine Leonard, who had a dozen points, while freshman Mackenzie Waters dropped in 10. Atlantic 0-6 on the season. Now they'll host Shenandoah on Friday night. Elsewhere in the Hawkeye 10 girls last night, it was Harlan over Creston 58-43 behind a 29-point night for Allison Bruck. Denison beat Red Oak 55-47. Lewis Central over Shenandoah 60-53. St. Albert topping Clarinda 77-39. In the girls' Western Iowa Conference, Logan Magnolia beat AHSTW 54-36. Trainer over Audubon 74-30. IKM Manning beat Griswold 65-35. Missouri Valley over Riverside 43-31. Underwood beat Tri-Center 71-37. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam over Charter Oak Ute 61-41. Exira EHK 73-31 winners over Coon Rapids Baird. Maggie Rasmussen had 20 for the Spartans. Boyer Valley beat West Harrison 65-33. Glidden Ralston over Peyton Sherdan 67-24. Girls Corner Conference play saw Sydney beat East Mills 53-21. Essex over Stanton 50-37. Woodbine beat Heartland Christian 57-38. Pride of Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley beat Lenox 54-32. Mount Air over Nottoway Valley 35-33 last night. In high school wrestling last night, double duel at Riverside saw Red Oak win twice over Riverside 54-27 and over Clarinda Academy 60-18. Riverside beat Clarinda Academy 60-15. Also, a double duel at AHSTW last night saw AHSTW beat both St. Albert 60-15 and Southwest Iowa 54-30. Southwest Iowa beat St. Albert 60-18. At Glenwood last night, Creston over Glenwood 41-24, and Creston beat Underwood 54-20. Glenwood beat Underwood 51-27. Four-team meet at Missouri Valley last night saw Mo Valley beat Griswold 72-6, Missouri Valley over Nottoway Valley 69-0, and Missouri Valley beat West Harrison 66-9. Nottoway Valley edging Griswold 34-33, and Nottoway Valley beat West Harrison 42-18. Griswold over West Harrison 30-24 last night. Also, the weekly IA Wrestle rankings out. Glenwood is ranked 9th as a team in Class 3A. In Class 2A, Atlantic is rated 3rd this week with Creston Orient Maxburg number 5. Atlantic Cam has 5 rated wrestlers this week. Carter Cox is 2nd ranked at 120 pounds. Chase McLaren 7th ranked at 126. Also for Atlantic Cam ranked this week, Drake Roller, he's 8th at 170 pounds. Zach Stork is 2nd ranked at 195, while John McConkie is 4th rated at 285 in this week's rankings. The Bedlam rivalry between Oklahoma and Oklahoma State is moving to its earliest date in more than a decade as the Big 12 tries to avoid a quick rematch in the return of its championship game in 2017. The Sooners and the Cowboys will play on November 4th next season after the rivalry was held at or near the end of the regular season every year since 2005. This year, they would have played in consecutive weeks under the format that will be adopted in 2017 when a championship game returns, despite the league's round-robin schedule. The title game will be held for the first time since 2010, the last season before conference realignment left the league with 10 teams and no divisions. A game will be held December 2nd at the home of the NFL's Dallas Cowboys. And in college football news, Heisman Trophy winner Lamar Jackson has been named the Associated Press Player of the Year, and Florida Atlantic has announced the hiring of Alabama offensive coordinator Lane Kiffin as its new head coach. That's a look at sports this hour. Our sports update brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.